And welcome to the third episode of Chat OMP, where I, William P, the Global Managing Partner, chat to one of our office managing partners in one of our various offices. We previously have had Li Shifeng from Singapore, and we've had Henry Tucker from Bermuda, but we have kept the best until the third edition of this show. And I'm delighted to welcome Tanya Cassie Parker from our BVI office. Tanya, how are you?
William, I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So, Tanya, you are based in the BVI. BVI is obviously, to some extent, it's the home of Harneys. It's where it all started back in 1960. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey in the law, and how you ended up with Harneys in the BVI?
Sure, William. So I started with Harneys 25 years ago.
Wow.
And I started fresh out of law school from Jamaica as an associate in the banking and finance team, which I think had been formed just a few months before. And I started off working directly with Pete Tarn, who later went on to become one of our global managing partners. And now, at that time, we had just two locations, one in BVI and a very, very tiny one in Anguilla.
Mm-hmm.
And just to put everything in context, back then, fax was the preferred method of communication. Most of my clients were Far East clients, which meant that every single fax had the word urgent stamped on it. The managing partner at the time, he would clear the fax machine every morning, read everything, and he would make notes in red ink on each. So he would see, you know, if you'd basically been tardy. He would see if a client was complaining and he would put notes on it.
Brilliant.
And at the time, you know, it was a bit annoying. But on reflection, I think, you know, it was a great way for him to keep his finger on the pulse of what was happening in the organization. And so I came to appreciate that in principle. And we've obviously come a long way since then. For me, it's been quite a ride. I've watched the firm evolve and grow. Mm-hmm. And having now spent more than half of my life at Harneys, I've evolved and grown with it.
Excellent. There's something absolutely wonderful about thinking about the boss sitting by the fax machine, monitoring all the instructions in and out of the business. I might take a look at that and see if that's
and
a good
way
forward.
And he came in at 6 a.m. every morning to do it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's no longer a good idea from my perspective. It's interesting. You talk about having watched the firm grow and open up in multiple jurisdictions. Do you want to just talk a little bit about why the BVI remains, you know, the epicenter of financial services and why it is really that leading jurisdiction?
So BVI, of course, has a very long-standing reputation as a jurisdiction of choice for structures across a wide range of sectors. We've got BVI vehicles being used as holding companies for various assets, aircraft, ships, etc. BVI vehicles are popular in group structurings, investment business, JVs, joint ventures, listings, etc. We've also got a very large number of BVI vehicles listed on the London, New York and Hong Kong stock exchanges.
Yes.
Why? The BVI is known to be a tax neutral jurisdiction. Our processes are very simple, very flexible, especially our incorporation processes. We've got a stable, very well understood judicial system that's rooted in English common law, politically stable environment, and a great history of strong cooperation between the public sector and the private sector. We've also got very incredibly talented professional service providers in the BVI. Fantastic suite of lawyers, accountants, tax advisors, etc. And I think for me, also very importantly, we've got a proven track record of being committed to keeping pace with global regulatory standards. We value our reputation as a creditor-friendly jurisdiction, and we're also known to be adaptable. We change laws when needed to suit the changing needs of the businesses and the individuals who utilize BVI structures. And so the result of that is a pretty impressive statistic, which I'm very proud of, and that's that we've had over 1 million incorporations of BVI entities since 1984.
Yeah, that's quite the stat. And I think that, you know, I've lived and worked in the BVI, and I'm now a very regular visitor in my role. There's something about the jurisdiction that there's a real camaraderie amongst the professionals on the island. And I think that really stands the jurisdiction in such good stead that everybody has the interests of the BVI at heart in terms of how they approach things.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because we have just had our senior leadership conference in the BVI, and I suppose kind of slightly turning to more your role as office managing partner in terms of, you know, being the obvious head for, you know, the culture and the life and the vibrancy of that office. Well, you know, what does it mean for you in terms of being the managing partner and having the senior leadership conference in the BVI? And what does it mean for the offices and staff, etc.?
Well, first of all, William, you know, we were very, very honoured to have been able to host the annual leadership conference this year. The last time we did that, I think, was in 2015. And our staff were absolutely delighted at the opportunity to meet and to have conversations with the partners and managers visiting from our offices overseas. Many of those people, they would only have met over Zoom, or they would only have seen them in the photos on our website.
The heavily airbrushed photos.
Yes,
nobody had a clue who anybody was when we turned up
indeed.
To the office.
And as you said before, you know, Harney's started in the BVI. We're the oldest firm in the BVI. We have always been the largest firm in the BVI. And our staff in the BVI, they're very proud of that legacy that we have on the island, of the contribution that we've made to the growth of the financial services industry on the island, and by extension, the growth of the territory of the British Virgin Islands as a whole. So having our partners and managers from our other offices physically in the BVI to show them the magnitude of our presence on the island, and to reaffirm the commitment of senior leadership to the BVI as a jurisdiction, to remind them of where Harney's began, and of the importance of BVI to the Harney's brand, and also of the importance of the Harney's brand to the BVI. That was just a fantastic experience.
Yeah, no, it was genuinely wonderful, actually. It was just a fantastic week. And it still throws me when you're chatting to somebody, they will say things like, oh, my granny worked for Harney's, my grandfather worked for Harney's.
Yes.
I'm like, whoa, this thing goes back a long, long way. Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's really, really lovely, actually.
It's really beautiful.
And so moving through the gears to a question that we have asked in our previous podcasts as well is, if you were starting out right now as a lawyer, what would your advice be to somebody starting out now?
Well, I try not to give too much advice, because I firmly believe that it's important for each individual to give themselves a chance to have their own experience and not be coloured by others' experiences. But I think what I would say, though, is even though, you know, practice of law has changed and evolved, the basics remain the same. Ultimately, as lawyers, we remain under pressure to show our value. And we've always, and we will always, be looking for ways to work smarter, to work more efficiently. So there's nothing new there. You know, when I started out, there was no AI.
True.
You know, but it's the same principle. It's just people trying to work smarter, faster, better. And when I started, that took the shape of, you know, building up know-how and precedent databases, formalizing systems and procedures. And that principle remains the same. I think what I'd say to young lawyers is, you know, work hard and success will follow. Don't buy into the instant gratification principle. Don't expect the success to come overnight. Mm. It's okay to make mistakes. Accept that. Just make sure you learn from them. Embrace technology. Embrace change. Take care of yourself physically, emotionally, professionally. You know, at the end of the day, you are responsible for your career and the trajectory of it. Build relationships across the board. Mm-hmm. Not just with your peers and with your superiors. Build relationships with all staff. Treat all staff, no matter what their position is in the organization. Treat all of them well and stay humble. Give back where you can to your community. Mm-hmm. I think as lawyers, that's very important. And lastly, you know, never forget that law is a business.
Yeah, that's absolutely very, very well said. And I really like the line about stay humble and treat everybody equally. It goes an awful long way. I would resist slightly your suggestion that there was no AI, because you did have a fax machine when you started out. So that's not too hasty here. So to wrap up, we always ask our guests to give me three names of people who you would have as your ideal dinner guests. So what three would you go for?
My first name would be Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. She's a Liberian politician and the first elected female head of state in Africa. She was president of Liberia from 2006 to 2018. And she won a Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of her efforts to bring women into the peacekeeping process. What I like about her, though, is that she took a non-traditional route to get into politics. She got married at 17, started a family, had two sons. She was a homemaker, then continued her tertiary education after that, divorced. first suffered domestic abuse, but rose above all of that to become internationally known as Africa's Iron Lady. I've looked into her because there's a quote that I know of and that I realized was attributable to her, and that is, you know, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And I'd like to have dinner with her. I'd like to hear about those dreams that she had when she was much younger. So she would be first on my list. I think if we're going into more into the fantasy, I'd have liked to have had dinner with 25-year-old Queen Elizabeth II. Acceding to the throne at age 25, having your life changed overnight from, you know, that of a young naval wife to a head of state. I'd really like to hear about how that affected her, how she felt, how she planned to navigate through her new role. There's that. The third name I would put forward is Tanya Chutkan. She's the judge overseeing the criminal trial of Donald Trump.
Yes,
and
yes, indeed.
Why would I like to have dinner with her? Firstly, because she's Jamaican born. And I'm sure she didn't expect to end up where she's ended up now. And I've read that, you know, her friends recall her as a B student. Her ambition was to become a famous dancer.
Yes, 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 yes.
But I've also read, though, that her sister said about her that, you know, what stands out is not just her intelligence and her fairness. You know, she's cognizant of the fact that defendants aren't lawyers. So she's always very clear in her rulings, and that she's sentimental, but surprisingly patriotic. And her sister also said, you know, that, you know, we come from a country that has a more precarious relationship with democracy than America. And so that gives her a reverence for democratic institutions. And I can relate to that. And I'd love to have dinner with her to find out how she's handling the spotlight.
That sounds like one of the best dinner parties ever. If I could possibly sneak in for that, I promise I won't talk. That would be fantastic. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Tanya, thank you so much for all of that. That was a wonderful trot through your career, what's important to you, and also the possibly one of the best dinner parties ever. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you taking the time. And we shall be back next month with another Office Managing Partner, but Tanya has just set the bar very, very high. See ya.